Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Hey, gentlemen. Show and Clinton Show, I love your show. You guys are great.
And I've been listening to 610 since back in the 80s. This is the best combination for afternoon drive time sports radio I've ever heard. Show, Clint, you guys got it going on, man. I really appreciate your show.
Oh, Show, Clint, I love the show, man.
You guys are by far my favorite show to listen to.
I love what y'all do. I'm in love with the show, man.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
I love you guys. You guys are amazing, man.
Listen to the show. Really like what you guys are doing.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
A big day in the city of Houston in the NFL. Is it over? It's over. The Deshaun Watson situation has concluded. Deshaun Watson, this has been almost 600 days since it all went down. The Cleveland Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is suspended 11 games now, and he has to pay a $5 million fine. That is the ruling here, dropped down from the league. They settled. They came to agreement, 11 games, $5 million. Clint, let me know. Where are you at now that it is finally decided now?
Well, look, I mean, there's layers and layers of this. So, I mean, I'm glad we got four hours today. I think when you look at ultimately the game, I mean, the dollar amount ultimately is irrelevant in the big scheme of things. The number of games, 12, I think is what most folks as of today expected. I know many folks have changed their mind throughout the process. But I would say 10 to 12 games is what a lot of folks expected Deshaun Watson to be suspended. A lot of people were leaning towards the 12 games because that would take him off the field at NRG Stadium.
It would double up.
Yeah, right. It would double up what Sue L. Robinson had given him. So, you know, I think it's what folks expected. Speaking of, the big thing here that matters in our beautiful city here is that, and I don't know if you hear for it or not out there, folks, but Deshaun Watson will be in Houston as a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns on December the 4th when they come to town to play the Texans. That will be a hot ticket. I would imagine that'll be a sellout. I don't know if the other game, the first 12 games of the season or 11 games of the season, however many it is, I don't know if that's going to be a sellout for Houston or here in Houston, but damn it, I would imagine that Browns game December the 4th will be. I think that's the number one thing in my mind. I went directly to hell with the money. The games are what we expected, but what does that mean? Deshaun Watson is going to drop down right here in NRG as a starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns for the first time for the first time ever as a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And I wouldn't be shocked if the NFL did not flex that game to some kind of primetime.
Hell, why not? Why stop now? Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing for me. However you stand on it, I think the NFL with this decision showed us, and we've talked about it throughout the whole process, like how much that they've showed us what matters right here. And what mattered was we're going to get that game. We're going to get him here in Houston. Like it would make sense if you're a business and you have this situation that has just clouded your whole business, that has been something that we've heard they want to end. That's why they're even negotiating or settling with him, is we want it to end. Yet the first chance that he comes on the field, you put him in the biggest spot where he's going to be talked about, the biggest spot where it's going to be the loudest, and that is him coming back here to Houston, coming back here to where the women you accused him, most of the women you accused him, he's coming back to this place and to this atmosphere. Why? Because the league is built on drama. And there is no other game that could be more dramatic for Deshaun Watson to come back. It is not a coincidence in my mind. Now, you all may think differently. It is not a coincidence that all of a sudden it stopped at the Texans. Now, listen, that's going to be great for us, and it's going to have a lot of interest, and people are going to really care about it. But the NFL knew what they were doing. 12 games would have just made the most sense. Let's get him out of this game in Houston. Let's not bring him back here to make it a big deal. But the NFL showed, no, we'll get him for 11 games and we're going to get this fine because we're going to make it look bad. But we're going to bring him back at the biggest audience, the biggest drama that we could possibly do it, and that is here in Houston.
Well, the bottom line is he's going to be here. And I think that's going to be must-see TV. I think the other part of this thing, show, and you mentioned it a few times in your spiel right there, is the NFL, right? I mean, there's so many different layers here in Houston. Deshaun Watson, his representation responding, Deshaun himself responding, the NFL, and ultimately what this means for the NFL. And I'm going to tell you, I believe the NFL failed miserably. I believe, once again, the NFL failed miserably. And I'm not speculating. I'm not throwing swords at Deshaun Watson. I don't know what did or what didn't happen. But when I watch this thing unfold, I believe that the NFL failed miserably. Once again, they proved that they're incapable of going through the process, holding guys accountable, based on their own words, by the way, not what I think.
Their own words and what Sue L. Robinson said she believed happened.
But the show, there's not one person, whether we're talking about the criminal investigations or we're talking about the Sue L. Robinson, or now we're talking about this negotiation that took place from the NFL and the NFLPA. Not one person, quote unquote, dropped the hammer on Deshaun Watson. At no point did anybody drop the hammer on Deshaun Watson. But everybody had comments. They had big brave words to shoot at Deshaun Watson after they reviewed whatever evidence was there, but they didn't use that evidence to drop the hammer on him.
So what you're saying is from what people have said, like Sue L. Robinson and what the commissioner said, you would have thought this would have been the consequence
I'm taking everybody out there, take your opinion.
Saying what they said.
That's it. Take your opinion of Deshaun Watson, love, hate, take all that off the table. And just look at the way this thing went down. And look at what the NFL said. Roger Goodell stood his ass up there, and Roger Goodell said he's a sexual predator. His acts are egregious.
Yeah, predatory behavior.
We're talking about a sexual assault or variations of sexual assault accusations, allegedly. I mean, you call him a predator. I don't think, you know, you're not referring to the damn movie that happened back in the 80s. He's talking about a sexual predator, and his actions are egregious, and he deserves a season and needs to apply for reinstatement. And the whole time you're behind the scenes negotiating to not even double.
Get it to 11.
Don't even double what Sue L. Robinson dropped on him. You give him. How do you get to five more after you come out and you aggressively? I mean, them themselves. This is what's crazy to me is you, the NFL. If you just wouldn't have said anything, if Roger Goodell wouldn't have said anything, you give him the five games and then you come out and explain everything. But now you've come out beating your chest, taking shots at Deshaun Watson, talking about what he should get, right? You passed the buck when you had the chance to drop the hammer on him and give him what you feel like he should have got. And then you negotiate behind the scenes. And now you're sitting there with the NFL saying it should be a year and he have to apply for reinstatement, and he's going to get 11 games. I think it is a terrible look for the NFL. It's a terrible look for a group, an organization that's never been good at handling these situations,
this new way that they're doing things, I wonder how most people feel like this came out, because this was the first time under the new CBA that it wasn't in you know, the commissioner's hands, and they were going through different people. I wonder how people feel this one went, if this was successful here. To the point you're making, if you just jumped in, Deshaun Watson, at least from a football standpoint and everything else, it seems like this is the final decision.
Yeah.
11 games. He's been suspended 11 games.
Oh, it is the final decision.
Goes from 6-6, and they add 5 on 11 games just in time for him to make his debut right back here in Houston. Right? The last time he played a game in the NFL, I believe, was in NRG, and the next time he'll play a game in the NFL is in NRG. He'll return right back here to, I don't know what the fan base's response will be. 713-572-4610.
You can text in. I think it'll be nasty.
And how you're responding. I bet you will. I know there's some people going to be saying it's nasty, but I bet there's some other people who are rolling in, who's going to be rolling through there with their Watson jerseys and ready to go. It should be a interesting sight to see, and I'm sure, hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be there for it coming up December 4th. But $5 million fine as well. The money part was what many people thought he wasn't going to get, be able to get away with. He was only going to be losing $1 million or so this year if he didn't play. But I think to your point is the NFL, this was a huge situation to see how they were going to manage this and how it was going to go. I'd say I'd give him a D.
Oh, no, I mean, and you're being generous. Look, I don't know how Roger Goodell and the NFL were going to use this, given what information we know, given what evidence is out there that we've seen, like I in terms of just the lawsuits. Nobody's seen evidence behind the scenes. I'm just talking about the lawsuits, what's been alleged. Like, I didn't know how this was going to be a make a statement of how you've changed your ways and how you're going to do things more moving forward, and all of a sudden you're going to be real aggressive to Deshaun. I didn't think that was going to happen anyway. Like I didn't think there was clear-cut video, audio evidence that you could literally use this to turn the corner and handle off-the-field issues in a more aggressive way and hold players accountable if you were the NFL. I never expected them to do that. So the 12 games is not a surprise to me. The way in which it unfolded, with Roger Goodell making comments, with Sue L. Robinson making comments, and then basically my man – this is a Deshaun Watson win. This is a Deshaun Watson win.
I was going there next.
I don't know what's going to happen in Cleveland, show, but if they make the playoffs, this dude could end up playing 7-8 games this year.
When this started, whenever that was in March, when this started, and we'll let you hear from Deshaun because Deshaun spoke today as well after this ruling came down. They'd have pushed the button on this immediately. Easy. You're telling me right now he's going to get – I mean, he got $230 million. He got to hold court and serve and select where he wanted to go and field in teams. It wasn't like he got to hold court, select where he wanted to go. He broke the record for the most amount of guaranteed money. And this is right after two-time MVP in a row. Aaron Rodgers just reset the market. He resets it with 25 to 30 women accusing him of sexual assault in some form or fashion. And now he suspended 11 games, $5 million fine, and going to be back on the field this year, played in a preseason game last week. I mean, this couldn't have gone any better. Like, just from their standpoint of how bad you thought it could have been, this couldn't have gone any better for the Watson camp with everything that happened. And also, I'll be honest with myself, it wasn't like it took them to be very – like, come to the table and be real remorseful. I mean, there was an apology last Friday, but he came right back to the table today and proclaimed his innocence. Really, like, he didn't even have to break his back, and he was allowed to negotiate.
I was waiting for you to get to, that point.
He was allowed after the to guarantee negotiate after all of this. So, I mean, you can't – this couldn't have worked out any better for Deshaun. You would have thought when it first happened. You get to negotiate this? The judge who was presiding this said you lied to her. She believed you're not being truthful and said this is egregious and said it was predatory behavior.
And then the commissioner doubled down on it.
And then the commissioner came right and you negotiated this. Wow.
You came out, doubled down on
wow.
predator and egregious and everything that Sue L. Robinson had in her 16-page report, you double down on, and then you settled for less games than Sue L. Robinson gave him.
It seemed like they met in the middle. Sue said six. He offered up eight. Offered up eight later on, and then they were at a year, and he's, all right, 11, we'll do it. But we need you out there to play the Texans, though. We got to get that. That thing is flexed.
Yeah, this is to me, man, I mean, this is obviously for us here in Houston, it's about him playing. And the other part of that thing here in Houston show is we, you know, I mean, ultimately Deshaun Watson, him not playing is going to impact the record of the Cleveland Browns, clearly.
We got to get to that, yeah. You would think 11 games, yeah. We'll have to get it. You know, what are they going to do? We've heard anywhere from six or more they would potentially look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. Well, it's 11. And yesterday, Mike Florio, he was on with us. You can check the Odyssey app and check at Clint Sterner on the show. He was with us at 3:40 yesterday. He said if it's under 12 games, they would think about staying with what they have in Jacoby Brissett. I'm not sure. This was Deshaun Watson earlier today responding to what is now the final decision here, him being suspended 11 games for $5 million.
I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person.
Okay, so he's standing on his innocence.
Yeah.
Going back to that, yeah. I think many people will wonder, what was that apology about last Friday?
Oh yeah, it was an attempt to get the suspension as low as he possibly could. I mean, anybody asking that question, isn't being real with themselves. I mean, ultimately, I'm not surprised that Deshaun Watson is proclaiming his innocence. He did it for a year plus. The only time he backpedaled at all was the week before the settlement negotiations. As the settlement negotiations were going along, so. I wasn't surprised at all that he came out and proclaimed his innocence and is moving forward the same direction as he has the last year.
Clint, boy, I would love to know what the Texans are thinking right now. They have been trying to wash themselves away from this for about 2 years. And now, bam, December 4th, after they're really moving on, Lovie Smith, the new coach, they've changed everything out. And now, December 4th, it is right back in their laps. And it is going to be the biggest story, and everything's going to be brought up. You know they're going to be brought back into it with the settlements and things that they had to make themselves with selling with 30 women. This is all, and this is brought right back to their laps. They won't say, you know, anything, you know, publicly. I'm sure they'll give, you know, the smart line.
Yeah.
But they cannot be thrilled with this.
Oh, no, hell no, they're not. Being associated with Deshaun Watson in any way, shape, or form, they're not thrilled with it at this point in time. But unfortunately, you can't erase history. They're going to be tied to this every time it's brought up. Now the first time you see him on the field again, as you mentioned, is going to be back at NRG Stadium. And it's going to be – I would be – seriously, at this point, I'd be surprised if this game didn't flex to primetime.
No, you're –
I mean, this ain't Sunday Night Football. It better be a damn good Sunday Night Football game.
I'm just saying, Clint. I get that, because they flexed this sucker to – they could have easily –
who's Sunday Night Football on the December the 4th?
Sure, it's probably the Bucks or somebody.
It better be one hell of a football game, or they're going to get flexed for the Texans and the Browns. Listen,
they on purpose, in my opinion, they on purpose said, no, we're going to get this game against the Texans. We're going to get this one in. Now you're going to get in here. We're going to get that advertised, and we're going to get the eyeballs on that.
It'll be the Colts at the Cowboys Sunday night.
Yes,
that week.
Yeah, and you flex the
Jack.
Hell out of that one.
That's gone, Jack.
Huh? Flex the hell out of that one.
I think so.
Come up with three wins by then.
Colts Cowboys. Hell, that ain't even a Cowboy primetime game.
No, it ain't. Man.
No, that's after November. The Cowboys will have by far fallen off by then.
All right, there to go. There's Tyler Milner. All right, the Astros. They got a little day baseball going. We'll keep you updated on that. And guess what? Trey Mancini happened. You won't believe it. That's coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Mancini hits one to right field. Pretty well hit. Sheets all the way back. Looking up. This ball's gone! Trey Mancini hits his fourth home run as an Astro and puts Houston on top 1-0.
All right, a little day baseball happening right now. Is that still the score, Tyler? 1-0?
No, it is now 4-0 Astros. Whoa. Bregman drove in two on a double. Kyle Tucker followed that up by driving Bregman in on, I believe, a single. It is 4-0 in Chicago.
The bats have come alive on the south side, ain't
they? There you go. They're looking to they're looking to even that series. Hell, Yuli got a hit and scored a run there. Bad second. Well, Yuli got a hit. Trey Mancini got a home run today. He's 1-for-2. That means that Trey Mancini will miss the entire Atlanta Braves series. Most likely, he'll probably sit the bench. Maybe be ready for some pinch hit here late in that game.
Well,
he's played two games in a row, so you know that's got to be his limit.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine Dusty will find a way to ease Dubon or one of them cats in there for him.
Well, I saw, that's, ground ball, fly ball, pitchers.
Somebody text in, let us know if you've seen any fly balls out there in the outfield that just would not have, just the play would not have been made if that guy didn't have speed now.
Yeah, Trey's out there DHing today, so good for him. So they're up 4-0. As
Trey's not a fly ball guy, by the way.
No,
a fly ball guy.
Or a ground ball guy either.
Yeah.
It's a ground ball pitcher.
Scooper, not a scooper at first.
A ground ball pitcher, got to have Yuli in fly ball.
For scoops. Fly ball, you got to have Dubon in there.
Got to have him in there.
Not a fly ball guy, not a good scooper, not a good digger at first.
Nope. And how would you ever get better with it if you never
Some buck
it?
Can swing the hell out of that wood, though.
Somehow. We'll see if he gets on another homer. Four homers.
I think I just saw Pena double.
You think? I wonder.
I think La Tormenta just doubled, Bob.
Can you tell me? Now, since Mancini has arrived, that's four homers he's hit.
Yes.
Has Yuli hit one in that time frame?
I don't believe so.
Just curious.
But he's been getting some hits here lately.
He's got this seven game hit streak. They've all been.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Since you tried to boot him out of the lineup,
since you compared him to Westbrook.
I'm keeping the numbers. Yeah, since you put him in Russell Westbrook, put him in Russell Westbrook territory, I've been looking at the numbers.
Guess that hit he got yesterday. That bouncer that thank God found his
third base. Now if it's here. Not a screamer down the line or bouncing off the left field wall, you don't want to count it? Is that where we're at?
It's a hit, man.
I'm not saying I'm not counting. It's a hit. I'm just saying, tearing the cover off the way you're. Yeah.
Anyway. He ripped one to left field last night too, right at the left fielder. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't bench they didn't pull the pitcher since somebody hit him so hard.
Well, the White Sox might have thought about doing it. All right, the big news. Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension, and he has a $5 million fine to pay. And there's a lot of different parts to this and a lot of elements that are going to in some way affect the Texans. One thing that did come out, we heard everybody speak, Haslam's, both of them, Jim Haslam and his wife, the owners of the Browns spoke, Andrew Berry, the GM and vice president spoke, and Kevin Stefanski, he also spoke, the head coach. And they've announced, Clint, that Deshaun Watson won't play in any more preseason games. He can practice until August 30th, but after that, he cannot be back on the field to practice again until November. And then he is set to make his return against the Texans in Week 13. But they aren't playing him in the preseason anymore, which is interesting because what we were hearing is they feel like they need to get him some rust off of him because he hasn't played in so long. But now, since this has come down, they're shutting it down. They're shutting him down.
Yeah, this is interesting to me too because I understand that now that he's out for 11 games. Clearly, any rust that you knock off over the next 2 weeks is going to grab hold again over the next 3 months. I mean, so when it's all said and done, I don't necessarily disagree. Like, this should have been the decision from jump. Is he's got six games. There's not enough rust that we can knock off that's gonna make a difference by week seven. Unless this was part of the NFL's and the NFLPA's negotiations. Part of their negotiation was,
that's what I wondered.
We're gonna drop five more games. We'll give him 11 total games. Get his ass off the field. Get him off the TV screen outside of practice, and we'll move on from there. I would.
That's what I was thinking.
It's hard for me to think that Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns would go, we're going to start him preseason week one, knowing he's got at least six games
against Jacksonville for what, two drives?
Yeah, and then turn a 180 and decide they're not going to play him at all because he's got 11 games. That's a little bit odd for me. That the thought is from one week to the other, absolutely he's a go. Not to the point where he'll play, but where he'll start. Maybe now that it's in stone, it's, hey, we got to get the next guy ready to play 11 ball games and see if we can be in a position to maybe sneak in the playoffs when Deshaun Watson does get back. Interesting move here by the Browns and Kevin Stefanski to not play Deshaun, or even to announce they're not going to play Deshaun Watson over the next couple of weeks, unless it was part of the negotiation.
I mean, the move, yeah, that part is one. And the move makes sense. Last week didn't make sense. I mean, you knew at then he was going to be suspended at least six games. As I said, at some point, Jacoby Brissett's got to get some time with the ones. At some point, they've got to go with the guy that's going to be the quarterback. By the way, 11 games, we've heard a lot of people. You think that's what the Browns do? Do they just sit with Dobbs as the backup and Jacoby Brissett? Or you think they should think about going to make a move?
Oh, I think you think about it. Absolutely. Like, if they're not on the phone, if they're not on the phone right now with the 49ers, I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you at least flip those stones. Now, if the 49ers want a second-round draft pick or even a third-round draft pick or some kind of crazy haul for Jimmy Garoppolo, then it's not only no, but it's hell no, right? If in the trade the 49ers won't eat $15 million of the $25 million that they owe him, then it's hell no, right? We'll wait for him to get cut. But if they're not calling San Francisco right now and inquiring about Jimmy Garoppolo, I think they're crazy. I mean, I don't think they want to just throw the towel in on this season. I think they'd love to be at least in an arm length distance of playoff contention when Deshaun Watson comes back for the final six games of the season.
And they have a roster where you would think that they could if they just got just solid play there.
Absolutely. They got a great run game that's not going to change because the quarterback's not there. In fact, I'll argue that they may be, from a run game perspective, they may even be more committed to the run game and put Jacoby Brissett more into a just straight play action role. You know what I mean? Like, and with Deshaun, you're tempted to do a bunch of different things because he can. With Jacoby, you want to protect him as much as you can. Hell, they may be more run heavy than they've been in the past with Jacoby. That may not be a bad thing. So, that's a good football team, man. You're going to see really high. Not that we hadn't seen this before with Baker there, because Baker obviously hadn't played great consistently. But you're going to see how powerful defense, good, really good defense, and an unbelievable run game can be. What kind of average to below average quarterback play can those two things mask in Cleveland for 11 games? They got a soft-ass schedule coming out. I bet you early on it looks real good.
They got Baker with the Panthers. They got the Jets, the Steelers at home.
Atlanta.
And then they go to Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, they got some.
Then it gets a little nasty.
They got out of the gate, they got some games. I mean, half of the games that Deshaun Watson is going to miss, I think Jacoby Brissett handles fine. I think they get some good W's. Now
they get into the Chargers and the Patriots and
You get into those kind of teams, I think it's going to hinge on, hey, can Jacoby Brissett make a couple plays? And look, I'm not going to talk about Jacoby Brissett like he can't play. I mean, Jacoby Brissett's a guy that'll go out there, and if you give him a chance to make a play three or four times, he's going to make one or two of them. I mean, he's not going to go out there and put the team on his shoulders. I think he's a decent quarterback, and with the support that he's going to have, I think he could go out there and win some games. I know that's not what Houston wants to hear, but ultimately that's the truth.
Houston, you don't want them to go.
Yeah.
You hope they're not on the phone with San Francisco. If you're a Texans fan, you hope that, because I think they're a better team if Jimmy.
I agree.
If Jimmy is their quarterback. They could do very similar to what the Niners have done. They've got very similar personnel. All right, check out the Hutopia podcast with new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. What's that? What's that podcast? It's Sean Pendergast, John McClain, the Hall of Famer, cover all things Texans, both on and off the field. I'm sure they will talk a bit about what is happening with this news with Deshaun Watson. They'll get you also ready for every week's matchup, including this Friday's matchup against the Rams. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, the Astros, they're trying to even this series. They've had a little trouble with the White Sox in this four-game set. We'll talk to our guy, and I got a bone to pick with him, Tony Gwynn Jr. He's coming up next.
30 and 100.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, if you're jumping in, the news of the day we'll get back to. Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games and a $5 million fine. It is now, at least from that standpoint, over. And we can now, no more speculation and figure out things moving forward.
Before we move on from that, though, Show, can I ask Tony something about it?
You can. Can I? Let me bring him on.
I mean, I don't want to get too deep. Oh, you got to.
I got it.
By the way, hell, we spend damn 3 minutes of the time introducing your tail every time. Come on, man.
Just real quick, Tony, who left me hanging in San Diego. On the line is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Go ahead.
T, you there? Can I hear you? Are you there? Let me know you're live.
Yeah, I'm alive. All right, T.
I don't want to get too far off in the weeds because I know you're a professional and you got different things to discuss. But we see this Deshaun Watson suspension come down the pipe here, and the crazy thing is nobody can shut the hell up. You got the NFL, Roger Goodell, coming out and putting his foot in his mouth, talking about it should be a year, and then backpedaling and negotiating for 5 games. You got Deshaun Watson's folks that can't wait to comment and tweet and all that kind of jive. You got the Cleveland Browns ownership who feel like they need to come out and comment. The owners, both the owner and his wife and the general manager and the head coach. Why can't these multimillionaires just get the hell out of their own way?
I don't know, man. That is a million-dollar question. There were 5 million, however many million. It's a big certainly. You're right. Like on all sides, I actually get where Roger Goodell. I mean, the NFL probably wanted a year. I think most people feel like that would have been at least close to the number, right? But I think they also just signed a collective bargaining agreement, and what you don't want is to take it out of. They don't ultimately want it to come out and then go into a court and then you all that. So I don't believe. I don't not believe Roger Goodell when he said he wanted a year, but I think when you're in terms of the partnership that they have with the players union, that was the middle ground right there.
I'm gonna tell you what, Tony, I think a lot of people would have lost a lot of money if they would have said that Roger Goodell would be and come off and appear weaker on a situation like this than Rob Manfred did, because Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, it wasn't no 11 games. They weren't playing around with Trevor Bauer. They shut that down in a situation that was similar. And Major League Baseball, they set a precedent that seemed to be far tougher on a situation like this than the NFL did.
Listen, the Major League Baseball is not in the same seat as the NFL. The NFL, let's be honest, they have proven to be Teflon over all of the things that have happened to their league. They seem to continue to come out smelling like roses all the time. So from their standpoint, they can take a risk like they did in going less versus Major League Baseball. You've seen fans will turn off. They will stop coming to games. And they move different than NFL fans do. So I think that's a little bit of playing to the crowd that they have. But you're right. If that was baseball and they didn't come out the way they came out looking weaker, it wouldn't have been a good look for the game. And it certainly would have shown in how people showed up, I think.
Did you just go Teflon Don? Did you just go John Gotti reference
AR,
right
man.
There on
it's
us?
Teflon,
I like it.
I like
it.
Rick Ross is the other game for him.
The NFL shield. seems to be bulletproof, it seems like.
It has been, because they've damn sure gotten away with some stray bullets over the time and somehow survived by choice. Hey, let's jump to these Astros, man. I'm gonna be right up front with you. Now I know this timing may not be good because the White Sox they got them twice here recently, but the Astros now a little bigger sample size since we talked to you last time. Things have changed up in New York as well. Where do you have the Astros seated right now in the Tony Gwynn Jr. rankings as far as the American League goes and the big leagues overall go right now?
They're number one.
Come on, T.
They kind of moved into number one even before the Yankees went on this kind of long, bad baseball slide that they've been on. I mean, the Astros are as complete of a team as – I mean, it's them and the Dodgers to me in terms of best teams in baseball.
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony. We lost you a little bit. All right, pull him back, Tyler. We'll see if we can get that. Damn. See, he was ready to come out and let it go.
Hey, the baseball guys just don't want to let Tony tell us how good the Astros are, man.
He was ready to let it go.
Tony done went through a tunnel or something out there. They got tunnels out there in San Diego?
I didn't see any, but
That must have been what happened to a signal when you was trying to get them eight tickets. When you was trying to get that sweet light. Live that sweet light.
Started with a sweet eight tickets, then just moved down. Hey, man, you hear me?
Hey, man, can I get a text?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead, Tony. You were in the midst of saying that it's between the Astros and the Dodgers right now to you.
Yeah, they're the most complete baseball teams we got in the league right now. They do everything well. The Astros got better at the break or at the deadline. So I like their squad. I think what they've shown me in that larger sample size is that they are now playing more consistent. My man Alex Bregman has started to swing the bat. Okay. He's getting on again. So I like the Astro team. They're a good ball club for sure.
It's crazy because I agree with you, and we've said they've been the best baseball team here for a minute. But
mad at me when I have them up at the top at first.
I just didn't understand it. But everything you just said and the swoon that the Yankees are on right now, there's still been some things that's popped up with the Astros here of late that has a level of concern. Like they've had a couple of blunders in the bullpen, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I am not as much on this, but people in this city are really, really concerned about Dusty and his decision making. So there's some weird lineup things. They won't play Trey Mancini, who they got at the break, who I agree they got better. Even though they are the best team and been complete in what they're doing right now, there's some concern here from Astros fans of late.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know how to address the Astros' concerns. They got the best record in baseball, for crying out loud. So, ultimately, decision-making is determined by what's going on inside the clubhouse. And it's hard to know, unless Dusty's giving it up, it's hard to know exactly why he's making the decisions he is, because I'm not in there. But I would think you would trust him a little bit based on the success that this ball club has had while he's been at the helm. And this year is probably the best year in terms of how the team has played under him as manager. So the playoffs are fickle, right? I mean, as good of a team as they are right now, as good a team as the Dodgers are, it only takes beating a team 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7 before they got to go home. You can catch a team when they're hot. You can catch a team that's just, plays you better than everybody else. And you can't control none of that. All they can do is put themselves in the best situation here in the regular season to give them the easiest path moving forward.
T, I could go. I wish we had an hour with you because I'd ask you about 4 or 5 different things that I got questions about, Dusty. I'm one of those Astros fans that I'm concerned about the decisions that are going to be made once the playoffs get here. I know they're going to be okay. They've won 75. They're the best pitching, one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. I get there's no reason to be overly concerned about the squad, but once we get to the playoffs, that if these are the decisions that are going to be made, I'm a tad bit concerned. You have no Brantley in the lineup. You have a Yuli that's not Yuli. Bregman's finally coming around. This lineup is not as powerful as it once was. And since the Mancini trade, Dusty's given us reason after reason to play guys like Mauricio Dubon and even Alvarez in left field instead of DH, and Chaz McCormick, and he is a bat that not only should be in the lineup, but I think the lineup could, at the end of the day, when the opponent gets better in playoffs, you're going to need that bat. The luxury of the Astros just being able to reserve bats on the bench, those days may be over. Your thoughts on Mancini not being immediately plugged in with the Astros?
I say patience.
All right.
And I say that.
Damn it, T.
I say that.
It's hard.
I don't have it with Troy Mancini. I don't have it.
You guys are fools. Hey, as a manager, it's not just about production. I mean, it is, but you also have to manage that clubhouse. And Yuri Gurriel has been a part of I don't know how many runs late. And, you know, Dusty's old school from the standpoint of he believes that he'll get it right when the time is right. And so he's going to give him as long as he possibly can before he absolutely has to make the change. And that's not unusual. I've seen it here in San Diego with Bob Melvin. Managers who have a comfort level with certain guys that have been on their squad and have been productive, it's not always easy just to cut them out. And my guess is come playoff time, if that decision needs to be made, it'll be made, and it'll be made in the right way. But I think in the regular season, he's going to give him as much time as possible to get himself together so he can be that guy that he's been in every playoff run that I can remember with the Astros here in recent years.
T, you're my go-to. I needed that, and I think a lot of Astros fan base needed that. So I'm gonna chill out just a little bit, just because it's you. Yep. But here's the other deal: Lance McCullers. He comes out, and for all intents and purposes, he's lights out in his first game back on a yep. roster. I mean, with a pitching rotation, starting rotation that really doesn't need him. I named him Luxury Lance for a reason. Well, damn it, he appears to be a luxury, huh? What'd you think of his first outing?
I thought it was terrific. I honestly I did not expect it to go that well. He had really good feel. It almost been like he had been pitching a lot the way he threw the baseball in that first start. There is no such thing as a luxury come playoff time. If you have those type of arms and you can go that deep with in the playoffs with that staff, it's gonna be tough to beat them, right? Because we do know in the postseason, bullpen arms get worn down because their usage rate, there's more time in between games, but they're being used, the go-to guy is going to be used on back-to-back-to-back nights on most playoff series. So if you got a starter that is eating up six or seven innings, as we've seen the Astros do all season long, you have shortened the ball game and you have raised the chances of you getting a victory because now your bullpen is only having to cover two, three innings. And that's the sweet spot for a playoff team. Now, it doesn't always happen. The at-bats get harder. They get longer. The intensity of those pitches is up because it's the playoffs. But if there's a staff that can pull it off right now, it's the Astros.
All right. We appreciate you jumping on with us, Tony. Although, when I was in your city a couple weeks back, just couldn't reach you. I was at the game. I went to the restroom. I heard you calling the game. I said, "Well, I guess he's busy," but just couldn't.
I have my phone by me, waiting for you to call.
Stop it, Tony! I hit you up four times. I felt like a stage five clinger. I felt like some girl you've been turning down.
He's worried about making his wife jealous, wasn't you?
That's all right. I'll get you next stop.
I'm here, man. You got my number.
I got you. All right. That's Tony Gwynn Jr. That was our Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. All right, a big day here in Houston. We'll get back to the top story. Deshaun Watson, you haven't heard from him yet. If you haven't heard from him yet, we'll have the audio for him. He spoke on his behalf today as the NFL has made their final decision. 11 games, $5 million. We'll let you hear from the quarterback coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.